Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have two topics that I want to address with you. Yeah, normally I just kind of focus on one thing, but I think that there are two things that we can tackle today and really connect with you, really get some information out to you that I think is very important. The first topic has to do with the concept of giving back. Yeah, I think it's very important. I think that when you realize that whatever success you've achieved in life has probably come with the assistance of other people, which actually is the second topic that I want to talk about, you should be in a mental state where you're appreciative. And one of the best ways to show your appreciation is to help other people. Now, whether that's helping other people to achieve the success that you've achieved, or if it's going out into the world and maybe serving on a missions trip somewhere outside of the United States, or maybe it's just helping somebody locally, somebody that doesn't have the advantages that you have, and just doing a little something that makes their life a little bit better. Now, in 1947, there was a gentleman by the name of Bill Hendricks. Now, in 1947, Bill Hendricks was actually a major in the Marine Corps Reserve. And in 1947, he started the framework for a concept of giving back that is still around today. It is actually flourishing. It is changing lives even today. You see, Bill Hendricks, he is credited with being the founder of a program called Toys for Tots. And actually, if you dig into the details a little bit more, it was really his wife, Diane, who was the real inspiration. Because what had happened was that she had handcrafted some dolls. And she just asked her husband, Bill, to deliver them to an agency that supports children in need. I mean, that was their concept for helping other people back then. Well, Bill went out and he tried to find such an organization. But you know what he reported back to his wife? Hey, I failed. I can't find one. So you know what she told him? Well, Bill, guess what you're doing today? It's never a good thing when our wives say that, right? But in this case, it was actually a very good thing. She said this: you need to start one. So Major Hendricks and the Marines in his Marine Reserve unit in Los Angeles, California, went about the business of collecting and then distributing 5,000 toys to underprivileged kids all the way back in 1947. Now, seeing that it was such a successful community engagement, the Commandant of the United States Marines, this is the top Marine. This is the guy with the four stars on each side of his shoulders. He's the guy that calls the shots. He said, you know what? This is a good thing. And what he directed all the Marine Reserve units to do was to implement a Toys for Tot campaign, which actually transformed the program into a national community action program a year later in 1948. Now, for those of you that don't know, the military is actually comprised of full-time and part-time people. Now, the part-time people exist primarily in the National Guard or the reserves. Now, in the Marine Corps, they don't have a component of the National Guard, so you're either full-time with the Marines or you're part-time with the Marines. Now, Bill Hendricks, after serving in World War II with the United States Army, he transferred to the Marine Corps Reserve because he still had a desire to serve, but he wanted to do other things in his full-time life. And ironically, he just happened to be the director of public relations at Warner Brothers Studios. And he was friends with just a ton of celebrities who he went about asking for their help to support this newly created Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. And as a personal friend and a favor to Bill, a guy you've heard of by the name of Walt Disney, he designed the first Toys for Tots poster, which included a miniature three-car train that was subsequently adopted as the Toys for Tots logo. It's the logo that you and I see. Well, fast forward some time. In 1991, the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation was recognized by the IRS as a 501c3 not-for-profit charity, and they created the Marine Toys for Tots program officially to help run and support the program. I mean, this is really a great program. You know, this foundation raises funds, purchases toys, provides promotional and support materials, manages all funds raised and donated, solicits corporate support, educates the public, and handles day-to-day operations. And currently, the Marine Toys for Tots program distributes, now get this, an average of 18 million toys to 7 million less fortunate children annually. It's a really great thing. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got a love for Toys for Tots. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into that and talk about building your team.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, it's kind of a dual purpose show. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give back. And one of the ways that I think you can make a difference in the life of somebody much younger than you, somebody that maybe doesn't understand the financial situation that their parents are in, somebody that maybe doesn't have a toy under a Christmas tree, which maybe doesn't exist because mom and dad can't afford to buy one. Because maybe mom and dad are in a situation where they're just getting by. You know, maybe they're just able to keep enough food on the table, and things like toys and Christmas trees, well, those things, they appear to be luxuries this year. And, you know, coronavirus has really done a number on our personal lives. It really has. It's affected a lot of people. And it's actually affecting an organization called Toys for Tots that we embrace at Lifestyles Unlimited. You see, every year in all of our offices, starting around October, we set out boxes. And these are Toys for Tots collection boxes. And what they're set out for is an opportunity for our members to participate in the program. We make it easy for them. And what we ask our members to do is to donate a new unwrapped toy to the box. And in doing so, the Marines will come around and they will pick up those boxes and they will make sure that those boxes and the contents of those boxes are distributed through the community. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, we haven't been going to any of our local offices at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, because the government basically said you can't meet. Yeah, no groups 10 or more, whatever the local rules are. And we're going to respect those local rules, and we're going to respect our members that are concerned about their health. So we've been doing everything virtually. But the problem with doing everything virtually is that great organizations like Toys for Tots, they're negatively affected. Because in October, we didn't set those boxes out. When we've been doing our case study events, usually what happens is one of the members of our team will say, hey, here's an opportunity to donate to Toys for Tots. If you weren't able to bring a toy, or you don't think you're going to be able to bring a toy in subsequent meetings, we're going to pass a bucket around. And if you would like to contribute, please cheerfully and joyfully contribute. And we pass that bucket around, and it comes back, and all of that money that's collected goes to the Toys for Tots Foundation. Well, we haven't been able to do that. And as a result of that, I don't think that we've been able to make the contributions that we really should be making to a great organization like Toys for Tots. And I'll be honest with you, I think all other charities are affected in the same way. Some differently, some not so differently. But if you want to make a difference, and I don't care if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited or not, you have to embrace the concept of helping others and giving back. Because there was a guy by the name of Scrooge. Remember that cartoon? You know, the Scrooge? Yeah, well, maybe it wasn't a cartoon, maybe it was an actual movie. And then there was the Grinch guy. Yeah, those were all people that wanted to hoard everything and not help anybody else out. So don't be like one of those representations. Be somebody that understands that you've gotten to where you are in your life because, believe it or not, other people have helped you out along the way. You didn't get there all by yourself. Trust me, you didn't get there all by yourself. So if you would like to help an organization out, if you would like to create a way for a child that you will probably never meet to receive a toy that you cheerfully gave, go to toysfortots.org. And when you get there, you're going to find that they have actually made it very easy for you to donate to the organization. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm actually looking at it now, and you know, you can donate with a credit card, and they've got a secure one-step donation process, or you can actually shop for a toy through something called a virtual toy box. Yeah, it allows you to shop, select, and donate the perfect toy that you think a child will love. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, there are still opportunities for you to donate a toy locally. I mean, maybe you want to go pick one out and drop it off. You can get the information on how to do that. And then there's like another half a dozen other ways that you can contribute to the program. And whatever you choose to give, that's totally up to you. Maybe it's 10 bucks. Maybe it's 100 bucks. Maybe it's 1,000 bucks. I don't know. Whatever's in your heart, that's what you need to deal with. So go to toysfortots.org. Toysfortots.org. And make a difference in somebody's life. It's going to make you feel good, trust me. Now, what I want to do for the rest of the show is I want to talk about the concept of building a team. You know, because ironically, the Toys for Tots Foundation, it was founded based on a concept. And then it flourished because a team was built around it. And that team it was a pretty powerful team. I mean, when the four-star general of the United States Marine Corps says, this is a good thing, we're going to do this, and he said that in 1948, and here it is, the end of 2020, and we're still doing it, that tells me there was an effective team built around this concept. And regardless of what you choose to do in life, whether you choose to stay on the path that you're on right now, trading time for money to buy stuff that's not getting you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less, or maybe doing what we recommend, which is becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals that will help you understand the educational programs and allow you to put those concepts into practice so that you can start changing your life, start changing the direction that you're headed in, one property at a time, by building an effective team. Whichever path you want to go by, what I'm going to share with you after the break is going to help you. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining me, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give back. Go to toysfortots.org. That's toysfortots.org. And make a difference in a child's life. This is the time to do it. Get it done. Right now. The other thing I'm going to talk about on today's show is the concept of teamwork and specifically building a team. Regardless of what you do in life, you're probably a part of a team right now. You may be the leader of the team. You might be a team member, but you're probably contributing something of value to the overall effort. When I joined the military, I joined the Army a long time ago. One of the first things that they pounded into my brain was the concept of working as a team. Even when I was a lowly cadet, an ROTC, way back in the 80s, going to college, trying to earn my degree, spending my available time studying the craft of the military, going through different types of training events that were designed specifically to indoctrinate into my brain the concept of teamwork. I'll tell you what, it kind of gave me a little bit of a leg up when I joined a different team in 2017. That's when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what they told me? As part of the educational process, and they continue to reinforce, they talked to me about building a team. So the concept wasn't foreign to me. I mean, building a team is important. And I don't mean so that you have people that, you know, hey, I'm just going to push work down on you. That's not what a team is. A team is a cohesive group of people that bring specific skill sets together. And by doing so, they're able to accomplish the goals and the objectives of that team. Now, in the military, I'll tell you what, believe it or not, everything works on the team principle. I don't care if you are down in an infantry unit and you're part of a rifle team within a squad that's a part of a platoon, that's a part of a company, that's part of a brigade, that's where I'm going. Actually, there's a battalion in between. You operate as a team. And your functionality within that team impacts the bigger teams that are assembled around you. And that's how the military very effectively operates. And I don't care if you're the four-star general in charge of all of the military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That guy, or gal, it could be, it's not right now, but it could be, is working as part of a team. Now, the things that they work on up there at the, you know, Joint Chiefs of Staff are a little bit different than the things that the guy down, or the gal down in the rifle platoon focuses on. But they're all nested together. They're all linked together. See, the Army works as one giant team. And it's not just the Army that does that. The Navy does that too, as does the Air Force, as does the Marine Corps, as does the Coast Guard, and even the Space Force. Everything that we do within the military structure is focused on having a team. There is nobody designed to go out and do it by themselves. Yeah, nobody. You always send somebody out of the wire with at least another person. You always have your battle buddy, because your battle buddy, that's your teammate. That's the person that you're going to rely on when things start getting icky. Icky's a technical term, by the way. I'm trying to clean up my military language. So when it comes to real estate investing, how do you build that team? What do you need to do to assemble that team? Who should be on your team? Who shouldn't be on your team? How do you find the right teammates? How do you do that? First thing you have to do is you have to get educated. You must secure a qualified education on how to invest correctly in real estate, because without that knowledge, it doesn't matter what kind of team you build. You won't be able to lead that team. You won't have a clue, because you won't know what you're trying to achieve. On yesterday's show, I talked kind of ad nauseum about the concept of setting some goals. And a proper education will include guidance on how to figure out what your goals need to be. And I'm not telling you that they're going to tell you what your goals must be. That's not it. It's designed to get you thinking, about the future, to get you thinking about the possibilities. And that is one of the tangible benefits of going through a proper education on investing in real estate, because you have to know what you don't know so that you can organize yourself and then determine who you need to bring on your team. You have to decide how you're going to invest. Are you going to invest in single family properties? Are you going to invest in multifamily properties? If you invest in multifamily properties, how are you going to go about doing that? Are you going to go about doing that as an independent rental operator? In other words, you're going to secure the property, renovate it, put it back into service, operate it, and you're going to do that as part of your family business unit. Or are you going to syndicate deals? In other words, bring other investors alongside of you to assist you with taking down an even bigger property, which can return even bigger returns for everybody invested in the deal. Or maybe you're going to be one of those investors in syndicated deals. You don't want to do the heavy lifting, but you want to benefit by being a part of the team that assembles that deal. So when you kind of sit down, you think about, all right, where am I trying to get to? What do I want to do? And you analyze what funding you have available to you. I mean, where's the money going to come from to do this investing? And you figure all of that out, and you identify your goals, your five-year goals, your one-year goals, your 90-day goals. You get all of that sorted out. That's going to give you a clearer understanding of who needs to be on your team. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about some of those teammates you need to have. Stick around. It's informative.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, as promised, I said that we were going to get into a discussion of how to build your team, because you will be ineffective if you don't put the right people on your team. And I actually have a special guest on right now. A gentleman by the name of John Shirley called in. Now, let me give you some background on John. John is a member of the Lifestyles Unlimited team, and his primary mission on our team is to help us to build and maintain the very deep bench of vendors that we make available to all of our Lifestyles Unlimited members so that you can go faster with identifying who needs to be on your team. And ironically, John Shirley is also a member of the Marine Corps Reserve. He's also one of the primary reasons that we embrace the Toys for Tots campaign, because I'll tell you what, it's an absolutely great way for you to make a difference in the life of somebody and just know that you did it. Because the Toys for Tots program, since 1947, has been changing lives one toy at a time. So let me bring John on. John, are you there?
I'm right here.
So, man, I know you're the spearhead within our organization for Toys for Tots. Tell us about, you know, what's been going on in the Toys for Tots community, and what can we do, whether we're members or not, to help the mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So for years, we've been collecting Toys for Tots, donations and stuff, and donating them to Toys for Tots as an organization. And, you know, there's a lot of organizations out there. There's a lot of places where you can drop toys and whatnot. But they've actually seen a huge decrease in toy donations this year. And, you know, the same thing as monetary, because out of sight, out of mind, we all get focused on what we're doing. You know, we don't think about all the events that we've gone to before and donated to, et cetera. And so, and our organization is really not much different. With COVID, we don't have the live events, so we haven't had a whole lot of cash donations for us to take to Toys for Tots. But that doesn't mean that there aren't ways to donate. You know, Toys for Tots, you can go online to toysfortots.org. and click on ways to donate. And there's two ways you can donate on there. You can go to, you can make a donation using your credit card. It's secured. You donate. You have all your information there. It's tax deductible. And the other way to donate is they actually, this year it's new, they have a virtual toy box online where you can click on it and shop for the toys you want to donate to these to the kids at Toys for Tots. And, you know, another fantastic thing about Toys for Tots that, you know, everybody hears about donating to different organizations and how it benefits folks and stuff. But do you really know how much goes to those the organization is set up for? Well, Toys for Tots, you have 97% of all donations go to the kids. If you're donating locally, dropping off a box at a drop-off box locally, those are going to local kids. If you're donating cash to an organization locally, it'll go to local kids. I'm not quite sure where, I believe it's in even distribution when you go online. And I take it back because you've got your address there. It'll go to local kids in that area. And so all your donations are staying local. So whether you're in Boise, Idaho, and you're donating, it's going to go to the kids in Boise, Idaho. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, same thing. It doesn't matter where you live. Well, I mean, just wherever you donate, it's going to stay local there. So you're not donating to kids in another state, another city, so that they can benefit from it. It's you're keeping it local to the kids closest to you. And it's life-changing for some folks. You know, in some instances, the toys that these kids receive from Toys for Tots may very well be the only toys they get this year. So, you know, in the spirit of Christmas, you know, we ask folks to donate, whether it's, with cash or toys. Either way, we just encourage people to donate. You wouldn't even have to donate it through us. I mean, I could care less if it comes to us as long as somebody donates. But yeah, it's a great organization. You know, you've got less than 2% of it goes towards advertising, and then and less than 1%, you know, goes to other overhead items. But for the most part, 97% goes to the kids.
Yeah, that's a really efficient organization. The fact that they're able to keep so much of the available funds focused on the true purpose. So, you know, let me ask you a personal question, John. Have you physically been in a situation as a Marine Corps reservist where you have been able to present the toys to children?
Yeah, usually when I've worked Toys for Tots, I volunteered and I was in the back, so I didn't get to see the actual handoff as much. But you do see the kids light up. I mean, because they're going in with their parents and picking their toys, and so it's. In some cases, the kids are on there with the pen. But yeah, it is heartwarming. It really is.
Does it make a strong Marine like you want to cry?
We won't talk about that on the air.
you know, I had to go there, man. Army guy and a Marine Corps guy on the radio. You know, there's got to be a little bit of agitation there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't cry as much as soldiers do, but every once in a while you have that touching moment, you know, where the kid gets a toy and is happy, yeah, that'll make you a little verklempt.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, when you are behind such a great cause and you are doing the things, like you said, even in the background, but you're able to see the result, it can't do anything but make your heart melt and make absolutely. You realize that you're absolutely making a difference.
Absolutely.
So, hey, let me switch gears on you, John, real quick, because, okay. I mean, You're pretty much the nucleus for our vendor program. I mean, everything that you do for Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to build that very robust program. What type of people are involved in our vendor program?
We've got great folks involved in the vendor program. We've got folks that are very experienced. As far as my team goes, we've got folks that are very experienced in working with vendors one way or another. As far as the vendors go, we've got great vendors. Are they perfect? No, there's not a company out there that is perfect. But, you know, our vendors are spot on with what our members are looking for and needing for a project, whether it's single family or multifamily properties. They even, in some instances, the vendors, you know, are some folks use them at a personal level, you know, on their personal residence or whatever, outside of investing. But yeah, we've got a very robust vendor program. We've got supply companies. We have attorneys. We have lenders, general contractors, handymen, plumbers, electricians. I mean, we've spent everything you need. And the other thing is great about it on my team is that if we don't have a vendor that's on the list for a particular market, We can help you a little bit or help you a lot, actually, help you find those vendors and help you, you know, try and triangulate, if you will, narrow down a handful so you can, you know, do the interview process to build your team locally.
So really, you're an extension of the resources that our members get. So, you know, if I'm looking for, I don't know, a particular trade in a particular submarket where we don't necessarily have those people available on the vendor list, I can contact you and you will work with me to assist me with knowing the things that I need to know so that I can build that robust team.
We help with some of the questions to ask, if need be, when you're out there interviewing vendors and whatnot. So, you know, just depending on the scenario. But yeah, we can definitely help them locate those teammates.
Yeah, I think one of the neatest things that you guys do is that you're always looking for areas to improve and excel at. And one of the things that you guys rolled out this year was a vendor that is specializing in providing healthcare to people like us that invest that may not have healthcare programs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we try to let's speak to that, because this is a particular vendor that is not focused on investing. This is a vendor that our members use. So say, you know, someone who's retired and or wants to retire. But that one. So they're working for the JOB all these years, they're getting really beat up, and they're at a point where they could really retire financially, but maybe their concern is medical coverage. And so this vendor will offer that.
Hold that thought, John. We're actually at the end of the show. I asked you one of those real long questions, but I'll tell you what, our vendor program, very deep bench. And it's, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.